Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, Blog Talk Radio and YouTube.
Thank you.
I'm still here, still setting up.
You're welcome.
Do you have the ability to read Phyllis? That would be awesome if you could, or Roger. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
And while she's finding those, I am back now and welcome. Welcome, Roger, Rebecca, Audrey, and Richard on YouTube. It's so good to see you guys with us. We're all here to listen to you read.
Thank you. I am. Thank you.
That is true. All right. Yeah, let me find my Bible. I'm not sure it's unpacked yet. Hold on. Mm-hmm. Okay. So the prayers I have up, yes. And now I'll read the communion verses from 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. Here we go. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do, as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death or his redemptive work until he comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason, many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. And what that means by judging yourself is realizing that you were a sinner and you need a Savior. And that's why you received Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And to partake of the communion without realizing the depth of what that means, doing it in remembrance of Jesus, everything he did, suffered and died for us, that is taking communion in an unworthy manner. And the Bible warns us, for he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, so don't do that. And I know Paul at one point, warned people not to just be coming to communion because you want something to eat or drink because you're hungry. You know, you're coming to do this to honor the Lord and remember what he did for you. And please don't let it be anything less than that. And that's what those verses are talking about. If there is anyone with us tonight or in the future, whoever hears this program, if you've not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, we're going to pray the prayer of salvation. We'll put it up on the screen so you can pray it yourself. We'll all pray it together to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior if you've not done that yet. There is no better time than right now to do that. This is a very serious decision, but it's one you want to make for your life here on earth, but it's also a decision for eternity. Jesus is the only way to get you to heaven, to receive him as your Lord and Savior. And we don't know at what moment he's going to come back for his church. And you don't want to miss that. That's called the rapture. If you have questions about any of this, if you've been thinking about making that step, but you have questions or you're just not clear about things, please contact us. At the end of all of our programs, our contact information is in the notes at the end of the YouTube programs. And also you can go to our website, which is samueljcottle.com, and it is the Community of Faith website. All of our contact information is there, and please don't hesitate to email Pastor with any questions you have or ask him to call you, even if you want to talk on the phone. He'll be glad to do that and to help bring understanding, anything that seems confusing to you, or just please let us help you bring understanding. Or if you're a new Christian and you're learning how to walk out your new Christian life, we'd be glad to help you with that. So please contact us. And the prayer of salvation, we're going to pray together. And that is all it takes, is for you to pray that prayer, receiving Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and then determine to live your new life as a Christian for him. And even if you've prayed this prayer 1,000 times, pray it again. It's such a wonderful refreshing to your spirit and soul, your whole body, to pray it again. It never gets old. And here's Pastor, and I'm going to go get my communion elements.
Oh, here, I can put this.
Let me go ahead and...
Oh, you're driving. Okay, I will be right back very quickly. I just need to get my bridges. Here we go. Here we go. I thank you, God my Father, that in the fullness of time, you sent the fullness of Jesus to redeem my life by his blood from destruction. Thank you, Jesus, for giving yourself for me so that I can be made complete in you every day. According to John 3:16, I choose to believe you are the only begotten Son of God, and that you died and rose again on the third day. Now reach out your hands to Jesus and say, I receive you, Jesus, into my life. I receive all of your grace and mercy, all of your love and righteousness, filling every part of my life with all the fullness of God. Thank you that none of my sins are imputed against me. I am now a new creation in Christ Jesus. Fill me and baptize me with the Holy Spirit and fire so that I live in power, understand the word of God, pray in my heavenly language, and live a successful life as a believer every day. Surround me with godly people who will help me know how to walk with you every day. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Oh my goodness. Amen. Whoops. Okay. Let's pray this together. Hold up your communion elements. Jesus, as you instructed your disciples, I receive these elements today. This bread representing your broken body and this juice representing your blood poured out for me. I do this in remembrance of you and all you did for me. And now here is the prayer. Let's pray this out loud together. Jesus, you were wounded for my transgression. You were bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement for my peace is on you, Lord, and by your stripes I am healed. In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body, in my mind, in my will, and in my emotions, there is nothing missing and nothing broken. All trauma is removed from my life now. Every joint is supplying in my body from your broken body, Jesus, in the body of Christ in my community and around the world wherever you send me or this prayer. I receive the bread, your body broken now in Jesus' name. And let's receive the bread together. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. hold up your cup. Now I bless this fruit of the vine in obedience to your word, in remembrance of your bloodshed to provide redemption's price and righteousness for me. And here's the prayer. By your blood, Jesus, I have been redeemed. By your blood, Jesus, I have reconciliation with my Father. By your blood, Jesus, every sin has been placed in remission in my life. I am a new creation, recreated in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away, and now all things are made new. By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly to the throne room of grace, where I find mercy, grace, and help for my assignment, my dominion mandate on this earth. By your blood, Jesus, and by the word of my testimony, the accuser of the brethren is cast down forever, and there is no condemnation in my life. By your blood, Jesus, every plague must pass over and cannot be on me or my family. By your blood, Jesus, my conscience is purged. My robes are made white, and I will always be the glorious church without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish when you come for me. I receive the fruit of the vine now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Oh, my God. And amen. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Nope. We love you, and God loves you, and Jesus is Lord. And thank you all for being with us in the midst of our running around. Amen. Amen. Yes. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, same. Yes. Amen. Yes. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Good night. God bless your sleep. Here we go. See you tomorrow morning.
Shit won't keep you. All right, I'm over.
Here we go.
Can you imagine?